Gibbemann, someday Yud Gimel Tammuz, and the inyan will be about Bittel Keli Mehichonoi. Gemara and Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mevatel a Keli from its Hishtamshus. There's a Mishnah in Masech Shabbos, that Mem Beis Omed Beis, which says, Ein noisin keili tachas haner lekabel boyes hashemen. You can't put a bowl or a plate under a burning candle of oil to catch the dripping oil. Why can you not do that? So there's a machlikus in the Gemara, and according to one reason, before we come to Reb Chista, comes along in the Gemara and he says, I'll give you an additional example. Besides the Issa, which the Mishnah says, it is Osa to put a Keli under the dripping oil on Shabbos to catch the oil, you also cannot put a bowl under a hen, which is laying an egg, to catch the egg on Shabbos. But you are allowed to cover the egg with a keli once the egg has been laid already. And the Gemara gives a reason, one of the reasons for Rav Chista's halacha, which is both for the din of the Mishnah, that you can't put a bowl or a plate to catch the dripping oil on Shabbos from a candle, from a light, from an oil lamp, and you can't put a keli, a bowl, to catch an egg which a chicken is laying, because there is a issa mevatel keli meichonoi, and that's the words of Rav Yosef on Mahayne Tam Rav Chista Mishum de mevatel keli meichonoi. What the translation of the words mevatel keli meichonoi means? You're a mevatel keli meichonoi is loshen of hachona. The keli was originally prepared and able to be used. Now that you are putting this keli underneath the dripping oil on Shabbos, you are rendering this keli into become a muktzah, the keli, because it's holding an article of muktzah, which is either the oil, in the case of the oil of the Mishnah, the oil is mukta because that was burning bein hashmoshos. Or when Shabbos came in, so it was osa to use that oil. It's mukta machmas isa. Therefore, the bowl which is catching that dripping oil is becoming a mukta dika keli, because it is holding a muktzika article. And the same is putting the bowl under the hen, which is laying an egg. You're making now this bowl or plate holding a muktzika egg of noilet, and therefore till now this keli was able to be used for its purpose. And now on Shabbos, you are mevatel this keli from its usage. That is a translation of the words mevatel keli meheichonoi. You're a mevatel a keli from its use, which is prepared for, and now you're making it mukta. This is an halacha which is kepaskent in the halacha lamaisra as well. The Rambam brings it down, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down as well. So this is an halacha on Shabbos. You are not allowed to make a keli to a position that it's unable to use this keli on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to do it? So here there's a machlikas rishonim. What is wrong making a keli which was fit to be used for its usage? Now you are making it in a position that it cannot be used anymore. Rashi learns on Shabbos Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, it's like The words of Rashi is, you're fixing the keli in its place. Umachabroi betit, like you're joining it and making it connected to the ground. V'domi lemalocha, it's like a malocha. And Rashi sounds like it's equivalent to the malocha of boina. It's midrabonon, but it's similar to meleches boina. You are attaching this keli to the position where it is, because it's not going to be able to be moved at all once the muktzah article has been dropped into it. So therefore, it's like you're cementing this keli to the ground. That is the issa, according to Rashi, of mevatel keli mehichonoi. The Rambam learns that this issa of mevatel keli mehichonoi is not because of boina. The Rambam learns in Perek Chof Hei Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Chof Gimel, the reason why you're not allowed to be mevatel keli mehichonoi is because it's like soisa. You are destroying the keli from its use. Even though normally we hold ein binyan ustira bekelim, there's no issa of binyan on stira on kelim, only on karka, something which is mechubah to the ground. But because you are completely destroying the use of this keli for Shabbos, so that is like as if you've been dismantled the keli. Just like when you make a keli, some rishonim hold, when you make a keli from scratch, that's called binyan, even though normally we hold ein binyan bekeli. But when you make a keli, that ein binyan bekeli means if you just add, you add a handle onto a keli. If you make a keli from the beginning, then some rishonim hold there is binyan bekelim. So the same idea will apply if you completely make a keli unusable. It's like you're destroying the keli. So midrabonon, this will be called like meleches soisa. So that's a different way of explaining the issa of bittel keli mehichonoi. But according to everybody, it's only an issa drabonon. It's not an issa deraisa. Midrabonon, it's also to put a keli in a position where it's going to become also to be metaltel on Shabbos, either because it's like you're attaching the keli to this place, Shittas Rashi, or because it's like you're breaking the keli by putting this position that you can't use it anymore. It's like lecha soisa, you are destroying the keli. Now, there's one more case. There's quite a number of cases where the issa of bittel keli mehichonoi applies, which is perhaps more applicable to us, even though we don't have chickens and hens which we would put the plate underneath, or not putting the oil, the keli under dripping oil. There's a halacha like this, and it's a Gemara. Gemara brings this case as well. What happens if there is a leak on Shabbos? It's raining in, either it's raining in into your, you've got a leak in the roof on Shabbos, or your boiler is leaking on Shabbos, or your radiator is leaking on Shabbos. So the Gemara brings this case, and the Gemara brings, it's actually a Mishnah in Shabbos, a Mishnah Masech Debeya, Noisin Keli Tachas Hadlas B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a keli under dripping water, which is dripping in a house on Shabbos. So the Gemara actually asks in Masech the Shabbos, according to this Rabbi Yosef's din explaining Rabbi Chista's din, that it's also to be mavatl keli mehichonoi. Now, if this water is dripping into the house, is dirty water, and it's not fit to be given to an animal to drink on Shabbos, how can you put a keli there under this dripping water on Shabbos? You are mevatel keli mehichonoi. Once this water is in this keli, you're not going to be able to move the keli anymore because it's holding muktzadika water, dirty water, which is not fit for anything. So you're mevatel keli mehechonoi. I'm being mevatel this keli in the position where it is. Sorry, and it's you can't move it anymore. So it's either boiner or it's soiser. So the Gemara answers, it's talking about bidalaf haro'oi. The water which is raining in is clean water. It's fit to be used for an animal could drink it, and therefore it's not mukta, and therefore it's not a problem of mavatl keli mehichonoi. When the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam bring this halacha down, in the Shulchan Aruch, that brings it down in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, Seif Ches. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam seem to give a different reason why you can't put this keli under the dripping water. The Shulchan Aruch says in the last Seif in Sin Shamed Ches, Muta litin keli tachas adalaf b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a keli under dripping water on Shabbos, and if it became full, you can pour it out and return it to the place. Behu sheyehe adalaf roi l'rechitza. As long as this water, which was dripping out of your, dripping in the roof, or dripping out of your boiler, or out of a radiator, is roi l'rechitza. As long as it's fit to use for washing purposes, or you can give it to an animal. Yeah, by the way, here, this is the Mishnah Berurah Taka says, rain which rains on Shabbos, if we're talking about rainwater which is dripping into your roof, is not called mukta or noled. You're allowed to drink rainwater which comes down on Shabbos. Carries on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Aval emeinu roi, if it's not fit to drink this water, also, then it's also to put your keli there. Mishum she'ein oisin graf shel rei lachatchila. So the Rambam gives a new reason. The Rambam doesn't say the Rambam lachayre. If the Rambam is going with the Gemara and Shabbos men gimel, the Rambam should say, because it's also to put the keli there if the water is dirty water. Mishum she'mevatl keli mehechonoi. And the Rambam gives a different reason. The Rambam gives a reason on the Shulchan Aruch, Mishum she'ein oisin graf shel rei lechatchila. And that's a different concept. Graf shel rei means, a literal translation is graf is a container of rei, of dirt. That is something which is be'etzem, actually a muktzadika object, because it's not fit for anything. But if you live, if it's in a place where a man is living, and there happens to be a garaf shel rei, anything dirty, water which is disgusting and despised on a person, you may take it out. But you are not allowed to, lechat, cause this on Shabbos to make a garaf shel rei lechatchela. So therefore, says the Rambam, you can't put your keli to catch this dripping water, dripping dirty water, wherever it's coming from, regardless where it's coming from, because you are creating a garaf shel rei, and you're not allowed to make a garaf shel rei lachatchila. I can't make a garaf shel rei lachatchila. If it happens to be a garaf shel rei, I can take it out. The Gemara says if somebody finds in his dining room on Shabbos a mouse, he can put it by the take it out the room. That's considered a garaf shel rei. It's a disgusting object in the dining room on Shabbos where a person lives. You can take it out on Shabbos. But and if you have a garaf shel rei, child makes something dirty, you can take it out on Shabbos. But you can't lechatchila cause a this garaf shel rei that you should be able to take it out. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam continue, if you did put the keli under this dripping water because it's not fit because it's not fit to be washed, not for rechitza, then you may take it out. You may take it out with the dirty water. So the question is, if the Gemara says it's a problem of bittel keli mehechonoi, why does the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch give a new reason, a different reason, of ein oisin garaf shalari lechatchela? There are two different reasons. The Gemara's reason is because I'm mavatl this keli from its use. I'm either attaching the keli to the ground or I'm breaking the keli from its use. That is the is of bittel keli mechonoi. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam are saying a different halacha, that you cannot cause a disgusting object on Shabbos that you should be able to take it out. It seems to be a different reason. So, because of that, the Tur actually argues on the Rambam, and he says that it's mutter. It doesn't hold over the halacha of the Rambam. How do we explain the Rambam's reason, giving a different reason from the reason of the Gemara? So here, the Magen Avraham brings it from the Yam Shel Shleima, a very understandable answer. And the answer is like this: if you have on Shabbos pouring in into your house or somewhere in your house a kilo, there's a leak and dirty water is coming through the house. Now, if you take a keli there, and bittel keli mechone is only when you intend to leave this keli there. Well, let's say, assumingly, you want to leave it there for the whole Shabbos, or perhaps even be for part of Shabbos. Could also be a problem of bittel keli mechone. But the other option would be, perhaps I would just put the keli there, and you have in mind, as soon as the keli becomes sort of, there's water in the keli, I'll take the keli and pour it out. That says the Magen Avraham, you can't do that, because if you're putting the keli there with the intention of taking it out, you're like making a graf shel re'i lechatchila. The Chomim don't allow you to make something into a graf shel re'i with the intention of taking it out. So what's the other option? Leave it there. I'll put a keli there and let the dirty water go in it and leave it there for the whole of Shabbos, or for at least for however long I want to leave it there. That you can't do because it's bittel keli mehechonoi. So there's actually two parts to the issa. One part is you can't put the keli there with the intention of emptying it straight away, because that's the issa of creating a garaf shel re'i with the intention to emptying it out. Which means even though we have a heter, once you have a disgusting object in your house, in the living room, to take it out, but you can't cause yourself to have a disgusting object with intention to take it out. You can't do that. That's causing a garaf shel re'i to take it out lechatchila. So what's the other option? I have in mind to leave the bowl or the bucket there, leave it there for the whole of Shabbos, or leave it there for the half of Shabbos. That you can't do because of bittel keli mehechonoi. So the two reasons fit actually one with the other one. The two options with your putting the keli there to catch the dirty water. One option is I'm putting the keli there with intention to empty it straight away. That is called enois and graf shari lechatchela. And if I say, okay, you know what, I'm not going to pour it straight away. I'm going to agree to leave it there. It should stay there bikvias. That is bittel keli mehechonoi. So that, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam Paskin, you cannot put a keli under dirty water, whatever happens. If your intention is to empty it straight away, you can't make a graf shel re'i lechatchila with intention, make a disgusting object, a keli with this disgusting water, and empty it. And if I want to agree to leave the water there for the kvias. That is bittul keli behechonoi. So we just want to know halacha lemaisa. What are you allowed to do if it's dripping water into your house on Shabbos? Either it's a leak in the roof, or it's a radiator, or it can be an air conditioner. The water is leaking. What are you allowed to? Are you allowed to do it or not? The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch hold you can't. The Tur argues with the Rambam, and the Tur holds you can. Why? Because the Tur holds that it's not called graf shari'i lechatchela. The Tur holds that if your intention is to pour the water out as soon as it comes into the bowl, that is okay. It's not called making a graf shari'i lechatchela, because it's anyhow pouring. Water's anyhow pouring into your house. When is it called graf shel re'i, making a graf shel re'i? Is if I'm called, until now is nothing, and I'm causing the whole situation of the graf shel re'i. But here my house is anyhow pouring dirty water into my house. So I have already some graf shel re'i. The bowl is just collecting the dirty water. So in that case, says the Torah, it doesn't apply the Issa of Ein Graf Shari'i. So I'm allowed to put a bowl there, and with the intention that as soon as I'm able to, I pour the water out, and then you can bring it in again. We paskin that you can't do it the Graf Shari'i lechatchala. So ideally, you shouldn't put a bowl there. Whatever happens, if your intention is to empty it straight away, I shouldn't, because that is called making a graf shari lechatchela. Seems to be a machlika samayroim, Abaye and Rabba. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Abaye, and the Atur paskins like Rabba. But says the Chai Odom, if it's a mokim tzerech godl, if there's a big necessity, then you can rely on the Tur. But even if the water is dirty water, you can still put a bucket, a keli, underneath to catch the water, and have in mind, as soon as you can, to empty the water out, and that's because that's not called graf shel re'i, because the water is coming in anyhow, it's dripping into the house, and therefore, with a bowl, you're not really adding so much, you're making the water in the keli graf shel re'i, but anyhow, coming in the house, so therefore that's not called the Issa of Graf Shari, so therefore you would be allowed to do it. So, but Mokim Tzerech Godel, where the house is getting, perhaps there's damage happening in the house, then you can rely on the Tur, that even if the dirty water, you can put a keli underneath, with the intention to empty it as soon as possible. Bealocha asks an interesting question. He says, the normal minig is that we wash Nagel Basser in the morning into a bowl. Yes. So the ones who wash it in the sink have no problem. But if you wash Nagel Basser in a bowl in the morning, he says, well, this water is not fit for a rechitza, and it's not fit for an animal to drink. So how can you pour this water into a keli? This is going on the point, you're making a graf shel re'i lechatchela. How can you do it? It's not a problem of bittul keli bechonoi, because you don't intend to leave the Nagel Basser in the dirty water in your bowl the whole day. You're going to empty it straight away. So it's the case, it's a problem of making a graf shel re'i lechatchila. So how are you allowed to wash on Shabbos Nagel Basser into a bowl and mayim achreinim into a keli? The same thing he asks. So Bi'alocha answers that it must be, we hold like the Tur, that there's no problem. But Lechora, this is very hard to understand. The only reason why the Tur allows you is because the house is anyhow getting dirty with water. So anyhow, there's a graf shel re'i. But that's not the case with a Nagel Basser. So how are you allowed to wash Nagel Basser in a bowl? It's not really going to help you, the Tur. Perhaps he means, I saw the Shimon Shavsky Chosa asks this question. He says, perhaps he means that the Tur, since there's no other Eitzer, so it's like a case when there's a Peseder, when there's a loss, that also could be, that's a reason why the Torah allows. And the second Torah says the Be'alocha is, it's not called Nagel Basser, and Mayim Achreinim is not called Ein Haro'i. There's no Isser on it, there's only a Ruach Ro. And therefore that's not called Ein Haro'i. Ein Haro'i is only called if it's dirty, or there's an Isser on it. This is just a Ruach Ro, so that's not called Ein Haro'i. So he says you're allowed to wash Nagel Basser into a Keli. Yeah. One could add that another reason why you can is because this is considered like when a man eats food on Shabbos and he puts the peels onto a plate. Are you making eating a nuts and you're putting the nuts on a plate? Are you making a graf shalrei? You're creating a graf shalrei, a disgusting plate full of dirty peels. That doesn't include in the is of graf shal, making graf shalrei, because it's derech achila. Same thing would be, since the derech is to wash negel vasser into a bowl, that wouldn't be considered graf shel rei. Okay, I apologize for starting a bit late and if I went a bit over time. Kol tov, Rabbi Yisrael, have a very good day.